With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two astronauts are working overtime in space, but not by choice. Ed Donahue has more on the story.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to return on the Boeing Starliner June 14th, but Wilmore points out they had some failures.
Lost an RCS jet, and then we lost another one, and then you could tell the thrust, the control, the capability was degraded.
The two are the first people to ride on the Starliner. Williams is confident once thruster testing is done on Earth, they can go.
I have a real good feeling in my heart that this spacecraft will bring us home, no problem.
Both say they're not complaining about the extra time in orbit and are helping the station crew.
That mantra you've heard, failure is not an option. That's why we are staying here now.
NASA hopes they can return by the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue.
FAA is investigating an incident in which two planes tried to use the same runway. A commercial flight aborted its landing as another plane took off from the Syracuse, New York runway. The aftermath was captured on North Syracuse Police dashboard cam video. It shows the planes appearing to pass close by each other. FAA has not yet classified the incident as a near collision. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Democrats will meet with White House officials later today to discuss their concerns.
A growing number of Senate Democrats have voiced concerns about Joe Biden's prospects for re-election, especially after his poor debate performance. None have called on him to bow out of the race. But pressure is growing for the White House to address concerns that a poor Biden performance could damage down-ballot candidates as well. Among them, Democrat Senators John Tester of Montana and Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Flipping their vulnerable seats would likely allow Republicans to reclaim the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Over 1.5 million customers still without power in Texas 2 days after Hurricane Beryl made landfall. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step towards embracing gay marriage.
The General Synod, which has been meeting this month, has voted narrowly to approve standalone services of blessing for same-sex civil unions. Conservatives warn that this is just part of the process that will eventually lead England's state church to permit priests to officiate gay weddings. It is an issue that has split several other Protestant denominations around the world, and experts say it will likely do the same to the Church of England. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Department of Education has entered into an agreement with Brown University to make sure the school is in compliance with federal law barring discrimination and harassment against Jewish students. Brown officials say they will clarify and enhance existing policies and procedures related to the resolution of discrimination and harassment complaints. Pro-Hamas activists have staged numerous anti-Israel rallies on college campuses nationwide. This is SRN News. California's minimum wage increase affects fast food chains.
When the increase went into effect in April, fast food workers across the state went from making $16 to $20 an hour overnight. It's already having an impact as major fast food chains are reducing worker hours and raising menu prices as the sudden increase in labor costs leaves them scrambling for solutions. Governor Gavin Newsom says the hike was necessary to give more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state a living wage. Its long-term effects remain uncertain. John Scott reporting.
A blown landing gear tire caused a delay for American Airlines passengers heading from Tampa to Phoenix. Tampa International says emergency responders were dispatched Wednesday morning to American Airlines Flight 590. A video posted on YouTube shows the plane taxiing on the runway when its right rear tire begins to smoke and then collapse. More details at SRNNews.com.